We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, peace-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland. Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907, and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3,771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13,333, FEC, auto, or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini-Mongol. In Dahan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Ska, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shenhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an international education program in green building design is created in Canada. In humanitarian news, a No Barriers Festival in the USA encourages people with disabilities to enjoy all types of sports. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 29th, is the birthday of Mr. Mikis Theodorakis, a renowned peace activist and one of the most important Greek composers. Born in 1925 on the Greek island of Chios, Mr. Theodorakis' most well-known musical scores include those for the films Zorba the Greek and Serpico. He has been internationally acclaimed for his outstanding talent and recognized for developing a new style of song in which he set Greek poetry to music. He has received many accolades, including the International Music Council UNESCO International Music Prize in 2005 and an honorary doctorate by the Bosporus University in Turkey in 2009. Our earnest thanks, Mr. Mikis Theodorakis, for your soulful music and enduring commitment to a harmonious world for all. May you have a marvelous birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. On July 13th, massive downpours caused widespread flooding that isolated over 3,000 families in the hardest-hit Phang Nga Province.
Supreme Master Chinghai quickly donated $30,000 on July 15th for those most in need, an amount that could obtain $166,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living.
On July 21st, our association's Thai relief team went to Phang Nga Province.
With Master's donation, as well as their own funds, they distributed basic food necessities to over 4,400 worst-afflicted families in four sub-districts, along with treats and soy milk for the children. Included as well were SOS flyers with veg benefits to inform residents about global warming.
We convey our heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Chinghai, whose caring aid comforts those in need, along with our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts. May Buddha bless the Thai people with a quick recovery as people's kinder lifestyles help restore Earth's balance.
Rainstorms trigger mudslides in Japan. With more than 600 millimeters of rain falling in Fukuoka Prefecture since last Friday, nearly double the monthly average for July, two people are missing and 11 have lost their lives in mudslides, raising the total number of people perished over the past week throughout western Japan to 28. Moreover, a tornado that touched down in Gunma Prefecture has left more than 10 people injured while blowing the roofs off structures. The government has dispatched damage survey teams to the regions.
Upon hearing of last week's landslides in Yamaguchi and Tottori prefectures, Supreme Master Chinghai on July 22nd asked our local association members to please go see the victims to offer comfort and any extra help if needed.
Our thanks, Japanese government personnel, for your timely evaluation and aid, and our gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care. We send sympathies to the families who have suffered loss, and our prayers that those affected soon recover their fulfilling day-to-day lives as we strive to expand our gentle regard for the environment to minimize such events.
Hundreds evacuated as floods sweep Philippine Island. 2 days of torrential rains flooded over 100 villages in the Mindanao provinces of Maguindanao and Cotabato. As the Rio Grande de Mindanao also overflowed, more than 10,000 families have been affected, with at least one fatality and many forced to evacuate to nearby schools. Soldiers have been dispatched to assist the flood affected. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered $10,000 if needed, along with her love and prayers, as she asked our local association members to go help. This amount could obtain $142,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Philippine military and relief personnel, we appreciate your aid to the afflicted as we pray for their protection and quick return to the normalcy of daily life. We convey our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and support for the Philippine people. May our world be spared such calamities through humanity's more considerate care of all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu vaccine production levels insufficient. The World Health Organization, or WHO, estimates that pharmaceutical companies currently developing the swine flu vaccine will only be able to produce 900 million vaccines per year, far too few to protect the global population.
Health ministers of developing nations have expressed concern that insufficient stocks will place their populations at greater risk. WHO officials recommend that countries vaccinate healthcare workers first, followed by the most vulnerable, and that developing nations should receive free or lower-priced vaccines.
Meanwhile, the swine flu has now infected most of the world's most remote locations, including the Seychelles, Turks and Caicos, Netherlands Antilles, Belize, France's Reunion Island, American Samoa, and the Solomon Islands. Kosovo also just announced a first swine flu case, as Israel and Saudi Arabia reported their first fatalities from the illness. The total number of officially confirmed cases has reached 168,895, with 1,012 deaths in more than 160 countries. However, many countries have stated that there are too many people infected who have not been tested to arrive at a true number.
Our gratitude, World Health Organization, for your efforts to ensure global access to the swine flu vaccine. With heavy hearts for the widely afflicted populations, we pray that everyone finds real refuge in the immune-boosting organic vegan diet that could halt and prevent such illness trends. Foreseeing this tragic event several years ago, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration, corn, 13% protein concentration, rice, 8.6% protein concentration, soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration, almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Former Ghanaian president named UN Goodwill Ambassador against hunger. Mr. John Kufuor, Ghana's former president, was appointed to the World Food Program's humanitarian post and will be traveling to disaster-stricken areas to assess and make recommendations. Regarding his new role, Mr. Kufuor stated, "Ensuring that every child has proper nutrition has to be the goal of every world leader. I hope to inspire them all to strive for this goal." Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, on your new position. May heaven bless your noble mission in bettering the lives of children and adults the world over.
Europe's first loving hut opens in Paris. Elegant and chic are words often used describing the French capital, and these would fit aptly for the new loving hut that has made its home in the city.
Et la nourriture était très bonne, très originale.
Located on a main thoroughfare at 92 Boulevard Beaumarchais between the famous squares Place de la Bastille and Place de la République, it's among the first loving hut locales to open its welcoming doors in Europe. The concept for Loving Hut sprang from the compassionate ideal of Supreme Master Ching Hai to further the earth-saving vegan lifestyle trend in a most appetizing way. French customers are quick to recognize its excellent cuisine.
La variété, c'est surprenant, hein, des couscous, des inspirations asiatiques. Ouais, tout à fait. Tout à fait, très frais, très agréable, les saveurs. Donc voilà, bonne surprise.
Comments on the internet seem as vivid as the dishes described. Patrons wrote,
tout était vraiment bon, avec ce petit plus en prime qui fait que le palais se laisse surprendre à chaque bouchée.
La palme revenant au gâteau au chocolat. Une merveille. Un grand moment de gourmandise.
Les serveurs sont très agréables, c'est 100% vegan, donc je conseille le resto aux vegans et à tout le monde d'ailleurs.
Nous sommes ressortis de table le sourire aux lèvres, avec déjà l'envie d'y revenir, afin de découvrir le reste de la carte.
Mais franchement, c'est très agréable et on viendra.
Congratulations, Loving Hut Paris, on your sparkling debut. For helping humanity to realize the heralding of a vegan future, we deeply appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and inspiration. May delightful veg experiences be enjoyed by more and more people for the bounteous future of our Earth.
Save our planet. Global warming causes rice disease to reappear in Philippines. According to the Department of Agriculture of Western Visayas, one of the Philippine island groups, climate-related conditions have caused an increase in the occurrence of the viral rice disease Tengro.
As one of the most damaging of plant diseases, it has been discovered among this year's 40,000 hectares of rice farms in the region. With thousands of hectares that were destroyed in 2008, officials have launched an information campaign to raise awareness and try to prevent its current spread.
Our appreciation, Western Visayas Department of Agriculture, for your proactive measures to ensure food security. Let us quickly take wise steps to reduce the effects of climate change and safeguard precious resources.
In her ongoing concern for humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke once again during a May 2009 video conference in Togo of how a vegan diet can restore the Earth's balance.
If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. They will avert us or be minimized and rendered harmless. The planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. For example, the ice will stop melting and return the way it was. Green life will appear again. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restore balance. The compassionate, loving atmosphere that we, as the whole world, generate can and will do more miracles for us. Such is the power of just being vegan. So vegan is the answer.
Save our planet. Uttar Pradesh parched with drought. A deficiency in monsoon rains has caused the government of this northern Indian state to declare 27 more districts as drought hit, raising the total to 47. Between June 1st and July 23rd, the state, a major cultivator of rice and sugarcane, has been able to sow less than half the normal crops, with 13 that have lost over 75% of their potential harvests. The state government is providing farmers with financial relief. Our appreciation, Uttar Pradesh government, for your meaningful aid in addressing this drought crisis. With heaven's grace, may humanity shift toward more considerate ways and the Indian people soon be graced with life-giving rainfall.
Save our planet. Volunteers plant mangrove trees in Egypt. As part of the United Nations Environment Program's campaign goal of planting 7 billion trees this year, volunteers of the United Arab Emirates Environmental Youth Organization, TAKATOF, and others from the Arab Islamic Environmental Camp planted thousands of mangrove saplings in the Egyptian wetlands. Their plan is to revive growth in the regional mangrove swamps and to restore animal habitats. Kudos all youth volunteers and organizations involved in this greening activity. May your efforts be blessed with renewed and flourishing natural life.
Save our planet. European Union ministers meet on climate change. As current seat of the European Union presidency, Sweden hosted an informal conference of energy and environment ministers to discuss global warming issues, preliminary to the International Copenhagen Conference in December. Topics included energy efficiency, protecting forests, and also how to help less fortunate countries adjust to climate change. European Union Commissioner of the Environment Stavros Dimas stated that a new focus on climate-friendly energy and policies is the path to ensure a successful and safe future.
The environment ministers also certainly and especially responsible for what we are going to negotiate in Copenhagen. This is really the final training camp before the finals.
A green salute, Commissioner Dimas and European Union ministers, for your attention to these vital matters surrounding climate change.
wishing you and all leaders fruitful resolutions in adopting planet-cooling actions for the benefit of all Earth's inhabitants.
Save our planet. Two consecutive years of drought have thus far cost $3.6 billion to the second largest agriculture state of Texas, USA.
Save our planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is providing $1.1 million for a rebate project to truck owners who install fuel-saving and emissions reduction technology, an initiative that is intended to create jobs, reduce greenhouse gases, and protect both human health and the environment.
Save our planet. Green Warrior, a Greenpeace project in India, inspires youth towards environmental awareness and advocacy through workshops, art, theater, and hands-on activities.
Save our planet. In further efforts to stem global warming, the European Union is banning the sale of energy-inefficient television sets, refrigerators, and electric motors starting as early as July 2010.
Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm following a plant-based diet. I have a tip to share with you. To remind yourselves of cheerful thoughts, choose uplifting passwords for your email, online accounts, or banking machines. It can include words like love, peace, happy, or vegan. Remember to think nice and do good. Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
And the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association is from South Korea. Seoul National University held a three-day festival for its dedicated students as a fun change from their studying. Given the theme, Play With Me, the event featured rope-skipping contests, caricature drawings, and water balloon tosses. Our association members from Seoul hosted a vegan sampling booth to share with the participants just how delicious the compassionate diet can be.
예전에 채식국이 먹어본 적이 없었는데 먹어보니까 되게 맛있는 것 같아요.
보통 우리가 먹는 콩의 맛이겠거니 하고 먹었는데 보니까 차이점을 못 느끼겠어요.
Be best, go green, save the planet.
In environmental news, a green building design program is inaugurated in Canada. The York University of Toronto has joined with the World Green Building Council, World GBC, to create an international education program in green building design. Executive Director of World GBC, Mr. Andrew Boebank, stated, "By bringing together the next generation of green leaders from a variety of disciplines and from around the world, we are working to create a new language for green design. one that is open, inclusive, and global in scope. The course began with a three-week interactive workshop with students from countries including Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Costa Rica, Japan, and India. Our sincere appreciation, York University and the World Green Building Council, for establishing this innovative program. May we soon see the results in earth-friendly and beautiful buildings. Up next on Outwards News, the No Barriers Festival 2009 is a resounding success. We'll go commune with nature. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more generous news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, valuable news for a precious world. In community news, No Barriers Festival 2009 inspires many to overcome limitations. The International Gathering of People with Physical Disabilities was held at the Adaptive Water Facility site of the nonprofit Shake a Leg Miami, USA. Many amazing events took place, such as sailing led by a blind man with a talking global positioning system guiding him. In addition, scientists displayed the latest technological advancements to support people with disabilities. Our heartfelt thankfulness, No Barriers Festival 2009 and Shake a Leg Miami, for your fantastic endeavor. May all people have fulfilling and joyful lives.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Not the Poodle.
A drunk was walking into a bar and looked around. He see a lady with a French poodle. Where did you get that lion? The woman was very surprised and snapped at him. You know what? This is a French poodle. The drunken man looked at her and said, Oh, I was talking to the French poodle.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
True Watch Juice Fast for Peace on Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as a guest speaker by video conference to address and answer questions of the participants of the fast, held in California, USA on March 2009.
I stop eating meat now. Save the human, hallelujah. True from Ontario, Canada.
Kind True, many congratulations on turning to a meat-free diet. By doing so, you're saving not only the human, but the animals and our precious planet. Hallelujah indeed.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May blessings of the divine fill your heart and brighten your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Approximately 140 post-voting detainees have been released by the Iranian government.
Six Formosan or Taiwanese medical doctors and a nurse are visiting the island of Tuvalu for 2 weeks to provide free treatment to patients and engage in medical exchange with local healthcare workers.
Fewer people are going to pubs for a drink in the United Kingdom, resulting in a current average closure rate of 52 pubs per week.
A chapel called Room for Peace is being welcomed by jewelry makers in a predominantly Muslim complex in Istanbul, Turkey, to serve all Christian faithful, regardless of denomination.
A study published in the journal Evolution shows that honeybees ensure the cleanliness of their new nests by lining them with a thin layer of resins containing antimicrobial properties.
The Jordanian Military Field Hospital, Gaza 3, in Palestine, has treated more than 100,000 Palestinian patients and performed over 1,550 major surgeries since January 2009.
International graffiti artists gather to create a unique group mural that covers the side of the Mercure Hotel in Berlin, Germany.
Elders in the northwestern Badghis province of Afghanistan have successfully negotiated the first regional ceasefire with Taliban leaders, which is hoped to be emulated in other regions.
7-year-old Isabel Redford of Kansas, USA, has been drawing cards and selling them at local garage sales to earn more than $10,000, which was sent to build an orphanage in Haiti, and she is now saving to build one in Malawi. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Isabel's kind-hearted creativity with a Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to further her project.
The son of Denmark's Prince Joachim and French-born Princess Marie is baptized Henrik Carl Joachim Allen in the Danish village of Mugeltønder.
In Washington, D.C., USA, top United States and Chinese officials begin discussions to enhance their countries' relations, as well as speaking of climate change and other matters.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.